Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton with Michael O. Hanford.
Oh, yes, I-D-D-I-O.
And Tim McCalpakis.
What is up, St. Patrick's Day stylies?
Very nice.
Tim McCalpakis and Jeff O'Dutton.
And Jeffy Heidi-Doy.
Tim Kirkpatrick.
Oh, that's good.
Tim Kirkpatrick's.
I have been, now we were just talking a little bit about rehearsing, because we're a band, of course, and we're going to...
First and foremost, we're a band.
First and foremost, this is a hobby, a side hustle that's not really working.
And we don't like it. It's more of a habit.
Yeah, it's more of a hassle than a habit.
We try and break it every week, but we can't manage to do it, and we record for an hour.
Well, so we are, you know, we're going to play in Chicago and Milwaukee. Second night in Chicago, already sold out. So get those Thursday tickets, folks. And I also want to say, I have been jamming my bass over here like crazy. I go on YouTube and I put like, you know, rock backing track for bass or whatever for bass. And I'm working some
a little blues scale. Oh, nice. Ooh,
I do blues. I do psychedelic rock. A lot of disco and funk coming over here.
You do any funk rock? Yeah.
Huh?
You do any funk rock?
Well, of course. of course. No, but I had a fun time the other day. I came across this like very trippy, like Pink Floyd style backing track. It was so easy to be like, boom. Oh yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Cause it's so slow. You can just find whatever note is supposed to work.
What do you think is the saddest instrument to play alone? Because guitar is cool alone.
Not the bass.
Piano's cool alone. I feel like there's something funny. I mean, if you're getting fancy on the bass, but it's
you'd think bass, but it's not bass.
It's not Mike bass. Says it's not. I mean, not. He just did it. So, but I feel like if you're just holding the root notes, it would be pretty funny.
That is funny.
But I
no, Tim. I'm trying to find. I'm seeing the chord structure. I'm trying to find ways to crawl up to those next ones. Get out, you know, jump up octaves. Wham.
Mike, are you doing the arpeggios? The minor and the major, because we use those in Santa Ana Winds, Last Bender.
My whole bass theory is built around the arpeggios. What I know.
Wow, the Hanford method.
Hanford method is find that major arpeggio and run it, baby.
I would also say that maybe every bass player who has ever lived sort of based their method on the arpeggios.
You gotta be.
Yeah, and Mike's no different, too.
You're right up there with the greats. That's
you've
got to
be very comfortable with those arpeggios.
It's you and Victor Wooten have that in common, I guess. But did you have that, Jeff? You were, I guess, saxophone's kind of cool, but I in school I played trumpet.
Yeah,
it's dorky to bust out that trumpet by yourself.
Any of those instruments at that age are dorky because it's just like
the classroom vibe. Yeah.
Or like if you want to be on the drums, because I remember my brother wanted to do drums and it was like, okay, you can do drums, but you start with a snare.
Oh, yeah, like, that sucks.
And even saxophone, I was like, I want to play the sax. And they were like, cool, so here's this clarinet and you move to sax next year. And I insisted, sax now.
I demand.
I do remember after school waiting for like my mom to pick me up from school. and I would like wait under the band room, which was next to the gym. Mm. If I had a little time, I'd wail on that sax, and it would like
if I had even have
like
time.
The tile, you know, like it, I would be like all kind of alone. Not alone. I don't want to make it sound that lonely, but I did find out that like the athletes could hear me, and I was embarrassed. Yeah, but I like the reverb.
Jeff Dunn is the king of school.
Is the king
someday
of school.
Someday I'll be the prom king, and then the principal.
Why is he singing? Hey, from prom king to principal, I like that.
Not bad.
One time I went to Guitar Center.
That's a sitcom idea.
On the Sunset Strip, I was in the Guitar Center, and I walked over to one of those electric drum kits, and I put the headphones on, and I sit down, and you know I'm a bad drummer, but I was just going nuts like I was Animal or Keith Moon, who Animal's based on, and I was going nuts, thinking I'm really good. This actually sounds kind of cool. I'm doing some fills. Well, yeah, well, look at this. And then I'm playing, and then I take the headphones off, and I like put the sticks down on the snare, and it goes and I go, the fucking really headphones were not plugged in. And the sound was turned way up on a speaker and blasting through the whole fucking store. Everybody saw me being a dork on there.
Public for all to hear.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of terrible to work at Guitar Center and just hear people all the time.
Yeah, that's like the...
It sounds torturous.
It's like the
no stairway
to heaven thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I go in there, I you know, pluck around on some of the chords I know.
You did some good stuff.
I try not to get in too deep.
I hate that when a salesman is helping me out with the guitar, watching me, and I'm like, "Can you turn your back? I would just want to play a power chord real quick."
Don't look at me.
Can you play this room? Like Van Halen would.
You're very strict with him.
Yeah. You haven't been practicing your Van Halen, my boy. Ooh, Jeff's typing away over there. What's he typing?
Yeah, what's he clicking? What's he clacking?
I'm looking up pornography.
He's tapping that keyboard the way Van Halen would tap that neck of the guitar.
I'm looking up tabs.
No, you're going, note to self, get two new co-hosts.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, monster.com, looking for two new co-hosts.
Monster.com. We see the listing on there. What the fuck?
Wait a minute. Party, Los Feliz Party Rock Band seeks bassist and guitarist.
That's what would happen these days if the Pina Colada song, how they respond, the couple each responds to the classified ad.
If you like pizza a lot.
Yes. They each are trying to cheat. They each put, they respond, go through the classified ads, and they went up on a date together and they laugh about it. These days, if that happened, it would be on monster.com.
Yes. Yes. Well, yes. Maybe one of the dating apps.
For a job.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
same type of thing.
More for jobs.
If it were more work-related.
Right, it was work-related.
If they ever did a work-related version of that song said in these days.
It's not a husband and wife. It's a boss and a boss and potential employee.
A boss and an employee.
An employee as opposed to for a... actually, no, that would be a funny kind of a sketch. What we should do is a boss is trying to replace an employee, puts a listing, and then the employee shows up. They're like, I love you.
The guy he fired shows up?
Well, he hasn't fired him yet. He's
trying to replace her. Yeah, yeah.
I see. So they weren't broken up yet in that... Okay, I need to listen to that song again. And I also need to remember that it is not Jimmy Buffett who sings that song.
No, it's Rupert Holmes. Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes. Wow. Yeah.
You want to get into some booze news?
Yes.
Hit it.
Beer bottles clanking.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Shelley Duvall. Welcome to
Booze News, you fairy tale freaks.
Gardens of Gomorrah jig was a little St. Patrick's Day treat sent to us by Harglabarg. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. And if you want to become buds with Harglabarg, you sign up for our, you know, subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Mm-hmm. Then you get to hear our other podcasts. And then you can also join the Discord. And there's Harglabarg's on there all the time. You can see videos of him shooting stuff. I feel like at one point he had a gun on there.
He's got all that nice stuff too.
Was it a sword? Was he slashing stuff with a sword or shooting things with a shotgun?
I think he had a sword.
Either way, stay out of his way. Maybe you don't want to subscribe. It's a little dangerous.
No, it's good in there. It's very good. That was a good one. It took me a second to realize what we were listening to.
Yeah, I was also thinking, are these real instruments or like MIDI? That's real. That's hard-earned instrumentation.
Yeah, I like the take on the, everybody knows our hit song, Gardens of Gomorrah, has a little sample that's made by us and Money Mark through some very fancy little techniques that you may just hear about in a documentary someday. But I liked his take on it was,
That's great. That's great. Shit. I didn't put that together so much. It took me till the other part to pick it out.
I was thinking somewhere in Gardens of Gomorrah, there's a little phrase, the phrase that pays, that sounds like a real song that exists. And I remember Mark pointed it out when we were recording and I was like, I think that's public domain. It's fine. And I just Googled it right now and it's not public domain. So yet another song that might send me to the fucking chair to fry.
Why are you talking about it here on this public forum?
I'm a melody thief.
Tim, don't leave the clues. People are going to sniff you out.
Yeah, that's true. And it's one of those things, once you hear it, you can't unhear it. Like, I ruined another one of the Sloppy Boys songs on here one time. And now it's fucking banished from the discography, basically.
Well, you're also one of those criminals who, like, you feel bad about it. So, like, your subconscious is, like, giving you away all the time.
Telltale Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's out of that. We took it off the album. It's off our discography.
It didn't become the hit that it deserved to be, I think.
Oh.
No. Nothing we do becomes the hit it's supposed to be.
Yeah. It's almost like it doesn't deserve to be a hit.
Weird.
That's kind of weird.
The phrase talentless comes to mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. Yeah, what's the booze news? I want to hear news about booze.
Did you guys see this?
No.
News story.
This was a video that I saw. Some people sent it to me and I said, oh, that's a funny video and it pertains.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed, wait a second, that's just not one video. That first video blew up and now it's a TikTok trend and everybody is doing a little something called, but there's tahine on the rim. Have you seen this?
No.
What?
A trend?
It's a TikTok trend where, I mean, that's what you call it, right? Everyone's doing the same sketch over and over again. Yeah. Where somebody's sitting with a drink, like a margarita or something with tahine on the rim, and they're listening to a friend tell a really sad story. But it says like POV, you're telling a sad story, but there's tahine on the rim. So I brought the clip, Jeff, hit play on it's always this audio.
Great.
And then I found out my mother was killed. And then the very next day, I found my dog dead. And then, boom, my house burst into flames. And like,
so it's like you just play that clip. And then during the course of it, you politely, like you're listening like, oh my God. And then you steal a little lick of your
sneaking little licks and little nips off the tahine.
Someone pointing out that it's like a margarita with a tahine rim is a really hard thing to be having if you're like having sad drinks with somebody. But it blew up and it's huge. And I just, I wanted to bring it here to Booze News to sort of just use it as a piece of proof that Mike Hanford is always right there with the culture, right there. Before the zeitgeist gets there, Hanford is there.
I do bump up against it from time to time, don't I?
Then it blows up and he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I'm on to the next thing. Good. You like the tahine rim? Fine. I drank those last year. Good.
You're on to the next thing that no one cares about yet. You won't get credit for.
No one cares about and just so happens to be a TikTok thing.
But Mike, you should shoot one with your tahine teeny Maybe it's a good way to kind of fold it back into the public consciousness.
Right. Then I'll list the ingredients.
Ooh, you know what? This reminds me very much about the documentary we discussed on the Blowout this week.
That's right.
About who gets credit for Von Dutch.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it blew up several times. But it is, you know, not everybody got all the credit they deserve, maybe.
Who gets the credit and who gets the blame?
Ooh.
You know, Von Dutch turned out to have some Nazi leanings. Mike, when you kind of designed your Tahintini, you weren't into any of that stuff, were you?
None of that.
Not at all.
Get that away from me.
Get that away from me. That is not what the Tahin Martini is about. Or Grimace Piss. Or... the Russian root.
No. You should put out a statement like we see your Instagram and there's this like text like the Tahintini does not stand with Nazism.
Talking about referring to a documentary from years ago.
Several years ago.
Oh, wait, that documentary was old? I thought it was new.
Yeah, I wish it was
a couple
new.
Years old.
Yeah, it was a couple years old.
But it was pertinent because we're talking indie sleaze so damn much.
And if I want to hear more about that, I should subscribe to the Patreon and get to listen to The Blowout. It's a really funny show.
Yeah, plus that bonus friendship with Hardlabarg we talked about.
Mm. Yeah, that ain't bad either.
I feel like if we really want people to subscribe to the Patreon because it really is a good show. But if we plug it too hard here, this starts to just feel like a PBS telethon all the time.
Good.
Good. I would love to be as rich as those PBS hosts.
What if we just did this show like this, we never mention the Patreon, but then it bounces out to the three of us going, are you enjoying the episode? Us too. And if you like quality programming like this, you
that's good.
Us too. Man. We're enjoying this too.
I used to just sit and watch that shit like at my grandparents' house in a basement in Montreal. I just sit there all day watching people be like, when for viewers like you, you could get this tote bag. And I'm like, wow. All day
long. Wow.
Wow. I can't wait till it gets back to cats.
That was the funny thing. Those commercial breaks and those things seemed like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to get right back to Mozart does Mendel in just a moment.
Mozart does the limbo.
Mozart gets a little nasty.
He's going to get his dress caught on the floor or something.
I've never seen Amadeus. Have you?
Mm-hmm, yes. We got to watch. You got to do a blowout. That's a good one.
It would be good because we're kind of three solieres, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Mozart among us.
Missing our Mozart.
That's a classified ad we should put in the newspaper. A picture of the three of us all hopeful. We're missing our Mozart.
Us musicians, you, the glue that will bind us forever.
We want to have a four-piece band, but right now it's just a shitty trio.
What would a Mozart do with three guys like us?
We need a Mozart level guy.
We need a conductor. That would be good. Somebody to keep time for the drummer.
That would be great. Cool. You have your own guy next time.
A full-time other employee just to keep the drummer.
It keeps
on
me
track.
Accountable for you guys. That's
hey,
great.
Let's get that. Bradley Cooper from Maestro.
Oh, Coops?
Come on,
you can't get Coops. Shit, he's too big. Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
That's it for booze news, folks. And then we turn our attention to the drink of the day.
What was it?
Where is it?
Saved by the Bell.
Friends.
Friends, Ross, Joey, sure. All right. Well, we're talking about the drink of the day, and I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to talk about it for a few moments and then we'll get on to making it.
Oh, this is a Mike drink?
This is a Mike. Now, I didn't invent this, but this is a drink I think figured out on online, but we are today talking about the Shamrock Shake from Mickey D.
Yes, baby.
Yes. The same place that sort of birthed the Grimace Piss. In a way. Shamrock Shake.
It did inspire it in a way.
In a way.
And it's this. We're doing the spiked Shamrock Shake here. We're not just going with the original.
Right. The boozy Shamrock Shake. Now, the recipe we're going to use is you buy a small Shamrock Shake from McDonald's. And you put 2 ounces of whiskey in there.
Small? I didn't know there were sizes. Mine's maybe big.
Oh, we just said that on the... That's fine.
Okay.
It's just gonna
I think
be a
small because there's small, medium, large. Small is 12 ounces. I think it's like 12, 16, 22.
Fuck.
or
well, mine's not 22, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll have a little less boozy taste in yours, yeah.
I'll just kick it up. Don't worry about that. You and me handle the booze.
You get the calculator out. You do the math. The history of the Shamrock, the boozy Shamrock Shake, is non-existent online. But here are some just Shamrock Shake facts. McDonald's made this little sucker in 1970. It was Rogers Merchandising, this company in Chicago, created it for the company. Let's see. It was first made with lemon lime flavor and vanilla ice cream, lemon lime sherbet, and vanilla syrup. And this next, I'm reading this off Wikipedia. This next sentence is funny. By 1973, the shake was merely a green colored vanilla shake.
Merely. Things had gotten so low.
Eliminating lemon lime sherbet, it is now mint flavored. Shamrock shakes were sold only in the United States, Canada, and Ireland. How about that?
Hmm.
We've mentioned him, this guy, on the pod before, but Uncle O'Grimacy, Grimace's uncle,
yes.
A relative of Grimace who, Grimace who came to visit in March, he came around to market the Shamrock Shake. What can I, there's one other thing I thought was funny about this, or interesting. Oh, yeah. The Shamrock Shake wasn't nationwide until 2012. Did you realize that?
What?
Huh?
It was just Chicago?
Well, I don't know. I'm on the, it's probably regional. I'm on the McDonald's website. 10 fun facts you probably didn't know about the Shamrock Shake.
I mean, there's probably hundreds of facts that I don't know about the Shamrock Shake.
Tell me next to anything about the Shamrock Shake. I don't know it. Did you have it as a kid or like?
Yeah, following years of Shamrock Shake fandom, the iconic shake went nationwide for the first time in 2012. Yeah, Jeff, I don't know. I can't
remember. I didn't have it as a kid. No. Yeah. Like I have I've implanted a memory. I've incepted a memory of it, but probably not.
I think, Tim, I think I have the same thing where I don't believe I had it, but it being so popular, I must be like, oh yeah, we used to have those all the time. I would get McDonald's as a kid, but.
Are you guys like Shamrock Shake? Does it stick out to you? Do you try to get it? Or, I know you guys are more into McDonald's than me, but you're not Shamrock Shake guys.
No, I've had them and I like them, but it's not one of these things where it's like, oh, I got to make sure I get one. It's not like, you know, some people have the same thing with Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, right. The seasonal treat.
Which that is around now, right?
Yeah, that it's right now.
And that seems more passionate. I am into the Shamrock Shake because I'm not really a McDonald's guy, but March 2020, when the COVID lockdown first happened, you know, when it was like really shut down, one of the only joys on earth was like going out for a long drive. And I remember driving through McDonald's, getting a Shamrock Shake and liking it. It wasn't my first ever, but it was the first time I really thought about it. And I like vanilla shakes and I liked that it's so mildly mint flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after that, I remember that. So those first few weeks I had one and I was like, well, this is good. And then we'd be going on these like long drives up to like Castaic or down to Lake Elsinore or something, drive through McDonald's. And then the thrill was like, you know, March is over.
But, yeah, but right.
I pull into some place. It's like April 3rd. I'd be like, you guys have any Shamrock Shakes? They're like, no, sorry. And then I go to another McDonald's. You got any Shamrock Shakes? I'm like, yep. I'm like, hell yeah.
You get the last one.
Tim, you bring up a very good point. I went out to McDonald's today to get my Shamrock Shake, start punching it in the machine. They were out of Shamrock Shake.
Oh, no. Michael.
Now that I'm thinking about that, what are they out of? The mixture or...
The green.
Yeah.
The green. The powder.
It's like dairy mix, I think.
But on the way home, I found myself a little make your own Shamrock Shake or boozy Shamrock Shake recipe that I'm going to use.
Oh,
and
Michael.
And I kind of had to think of what I had and take different things.
Is it creme de menthe?
Yep. I'm going to use vanilla ice cream, creme de menthe, vanilla extract a little bit.
Wow. And
it said vanilla rum, but I think I'm going to stick with the whiskey because that's what we're doing today.
Hey, we got vanilla vodka, Mike.
I know. All right, sorry. Vanilla vodka, not vanilla rum. Vanilla vodka, which is perfect. But I do want to do the
Irish whiskey.
The Irish one.
Yeah.
Now, when we post selfies online and everyone sees that me and Jeff have Shamrock Shakes and you have some weird homemade concoction, do you think you're going to get any flack on the net?
At this point, I don't care. I don't. That does not. I've
you don't go on the net anymore,
Tim. I've hit the mute button on that channel. Thank you.
douche.
I've hit the mute button.
I've
on
hit
that.
The mute. Oh, thank you very much. Wow. So they can talk all they want.
I've hit the mute button on that channel. Thanks.
oh God,
guys, we did a Twitch live stream happy hour during
that
the
was
pandemic.
My first. That two was my first ago? Shamrock Shake. I remember that.
And we did this. It was 2 years ago. It's still there. It's archived if you want to go watch it. And we did this and. Yeah, I mean, we did it with Jameson. I guess if you have any Irish whiskey, or you could do whatever whiskey, but Jameson. Ideally it would be Irish whiskey. And we're just kind of pulling the numbers out of our ass. But, you know, 2 ounces is the amount of alcohol you tend to use. And I think anything bigger than a small shake would be a little too much ice cream for moi.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to do a half one now and then make for my round two, do the...
Smart, Mike.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And we should say, Jeff, for our official recipe for this, when we post online, we say, like, first take a sip of your Shamrock Shake to make room for the 2 ounces of Irish whiskey that's coming
right.
in.
I keep forgetting, too, that it comes with whipped cream. I don't love that.
Yeah.
And because mine's been hanging out in the fridge for 2 hours, I'm sure it's all soupy and weird.
Fridge? Oh.
I've been bouncing mine back and forth from the freezer to the fridge.
Really?
Right, because the freezer will just get it, like, a
too
block.
Hard.
And then
oh, shit. God.
That was the other challenge. I had to do this, like, I went to McDonald's kind of like right before we jumped on to record, and then when they didn't have it, I was like, fuck.
Does it make any sense to shake it? Does that do anything for you?
It's a shake.
If I'm trying to revive it, I'm saying. If it is soupy.
I would give that a nice, it's soupy. I don't know.
Maybe it's not soupy. I did put it in the freezer for the last like 20 minutes.
Throw some ice in a blender and blend it.
Ugh, it'll be watery.
Nasty.
Maybe some slush puppy shit. Mike, yours is going to be gorgeous.
I'm very excited because I always forget that milkshakes, I love them, and I can make them in my own home. I forget about them.
they bring all the boys to the yard, don't they?
The way I do it? No. Not as much as Khalees.
Nah. The way I do it? Nah.
Khalees had all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, she had it down.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go make these up?
Yes, please.
Folks. Here come the ads. We'll be right back. Shamrock Shakes in hand.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We'll be right back. back. Shamrock shakes in hand. Look at him. Not soupy at all. I'm proud. And it's a small like I thought, so I'm right on board with you guys.
Great.
Nice.
Mikey, how'd it go?
Pretty good. I can already tell it's pretty like more. I put milk in there too, which maybe I put too much milk. I mean, that's what the recipes I saw called for. So we'll see. I got a feeling this is going to be a little different, but
the whiskey watered mine down in a way that looks good.
Yeah,
mine was pretty thick.
Sips?
Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sips.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's good. Also, that's good.
Mintier than I thought. Like, when I took my initial sip down, I was like, hey, they're not skimping on the mint. This is a mint shake.
The Jameson and the vanilla of this mixed together to make a Bailey's flavor. It's like a mint Bailey's.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when I was looking for recipes for these. That was Bailey's, creme de menthe, peppermint schnapps. Like, these were kind of interchangeable, so you can make them however you like, but just put the booze and the milk in there.
What are we calling this? Is it a boozy shamrock shake? Is it a spiked shamrock shake? Is it a shamrock shake with whiskey?
Spiked shamrock shake's got that nice alliteration.
Yeah. Is it still satisfying as alliteration though, Jeff? This is more just a question for those.
Yeah, yes, it's an S, but with those H's mixing things up.
Spiked shamrock shake.
Like if it was spiked samrock, that would like that alliteration.
Or spiked spamrock.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I gotta say, this taste is one of those things where like the whiskey made it actually to me made it taste better. Like I took a sip and I was like, this is a delicious shake. I love shamrock shakes. And then now with the whiskey, I'm like,
well, it's more refined, Tim. It's more balanced.
Yeah. But even if it didn't have that delicious, I mean, I like booze because it gets me drunk, but I think this would even just be a good taste for someone who wasn't even intending to get drunk.
I guess that's a possible side effect from drinking.
Yeah. Like, I would recommend this to non-drinkers. Let's say you're sober, you've been in recovery 22 years.
I would not get involved.
Try one of these.
I would not get involved in this, folks. You're going to ruin it for nothing.
For nothing.
This, you know what this reminds me of? It doesn't have the taste of it, but it has the same, like, feeling of drinking a spiked eggnog. Where it's like, ooh, there's the whiskey taste in the back of the throat.
Yep. Oh, and yeah, you're right. There's like the a scratchiness. Creaminess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The back of the throat scratch. I feel like my memory of McDonald's shakes is that they're like too hard to drink with a straw when you first get them.
Yes, but Jeff, McDonald's has a slightly wider gauge straw than the rest of the beverage world.
Good, because I'm struggling with my straw, and it's not a McDonald's brand. It's not their proprietary straw.
Mine is, and I can tell it's just one extra millimeter.
Heavy gauge.
You've fallen in it.
But also, I wonder if the Shamrock Shake is soupier somehow. Maybe all that mint makes it soupy.
Now, well, you know what else I did with this?
What?
I got cookies and cream ice cream instead of vanilla.
Hey, wait a second.
What? No, it's okay if I did that.
There's supposed to be an Oreo Shamrock Shake McFlurry currently available.
And
I asked, and the guy said they didn't have them at that location. But Mike, if you have, you're once again on trend.
Wow. I know.
Accidentally, I don't know. But yeah, count it.
Wait, let me check this. Shamrock McFlurry.
Well, the whole joke with them is that their ice cream machine is down, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, what is that? Just those machines don't work very well?
I think the joke is that like employees don't like, they're like a pain in the ass to make, so they say it's down.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
Guys, this is brand new, hot 2024 news that McDonald's released along with the Shamrock Shake, Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
And that's just like soft serve ice cream, right? McFlurry versus a shake.
It's just that the stuff is swirled in like a blizzard
evenly throughout.
But that's very very thin mint, right?
Yeah. You guys ever do blizzards? DQ, Dairy Queen?
Yeah, baby.
Dennis I'm the sure Menace running around that cup.
Yeah. Keep chasing them all around.
Jeff, what was the Foster's Freeze version that we used to get during the pandemic? I'll stop talking about the pandemic so much, but it was unprecedented.
That was, yeah.
What the pandemic
We got a bunch of Foster's Freeze stuff and we ate it in Stony Sharp's backyard on his picnic table one time. And it was like a ton of food. Was it called a concrete, right?
Twister. Twister.
Oh, okay.
A concrete I've heard of too, though, and it might be a New England thing. No, Shake Shack has concrete.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I think they are just like harder. Is that the deal? Because it's like sucking on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But that was very funny. I remember getting so much food from Foster's Freeze, like eating a chili dog and a double cheeseburger and all this shit, and then getting drunk and just walking around Eagle Rock aimlessly. Hey, this will be fun.
Damn, this is so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Milkshake, man. Ice cream. It's very good.
What did you guys do for St. Patrick's Day last year? Because I think we've on pod shared old stories of St. Patrick's Day, but then what did we end up doing?
Tam O'Shanter, right?
Oh yeah, me and Jeff went to the Tam O'Shanter. They had a big outdoor tent, music playing.
You had kinda a guy like, see you in an unfortunate state, didn't you?
Yes, what was going on with me?
You're like, I was choking. Either like maybe like puking or you're like
choking
or just like he saw you peeing in on a tree or something.
I ran out of the tent to go like choke or did I eat something that was too hot? Well, oh,
why are you choking?
No, this is what I did. They had like corned beef and cabbage sandwiches and they also had roast beef sandwiches, but I had a corned beef and cabbage sandwich, but I took a cup of, for the roast beef sandwiches, they had cups of horseradish and I ate my sandwich and I finished it, but because I'm a weird guy, I was like, hey, I'm going to take this horseradish as a shot. Hey,
waste not, want not, yeah.
And I thought it was going to be like a, a health, like a face melter.
A horseradish sauce rather than
opening
just
up
like
your sinuses.
Straight root.
So I was kind of, showing off for Jeff and Mitch and Mookie, and I said, check this out.
Did it work?
And we were impressed, Mike. We were impressed.
Tim is the king, baby.
Worth
eating
it.
The whole a cup of horseradish.
Especially it being like one of those 1 ounce plastic resealable things, like not like a stunt.
You guys were like, it's always been our dream for a friend of ours to drink one of those. But I drank it. It was overwhelming. My eyes were watering, and I was having a hard time, and I was like, oh, I need some air. So in the heat of the panic, I stepped out of the tent to run around the corner into a dark alley, and when I got there, a guy who was out there smoking a cigarette turned to me and was like, hey man, love the Sloppy Boys. And I was like,
do they play any jig music?
They play Gardens of Gomorrah jig.
No. Hey, maybe that should be the song we play at the end of this episode.
Oh, very good.
That's a good idea. Wait, no.
Why not?
Tim? Armageddon.
Ah, yes, right.
Armageddon. Oh, yes, it's a little
that's
more
That's a St. Patrick's Day.
That's the song,
that's
baby.
That's a pub. Cry your eyes out and sing.
That's true. We have several friends who said they listened to that song and cried.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Why?
It's not made to bring tears. It's made to bring smiles, Mike. It's supposed to be fun, not sad.
I think it makes people smile, but a few people. I think you really got your point across.
I think they're just emotional. I don't think they're sad. I think they're feeling emotion.
Yeah. Well,
but they're so jammed up, they don't know what it is, you know?
You're moving people with your mute with your art, Jeff.
That's good with music.
But it's got to be just so.
That's good with music. That's good when music does that, yeah.
Damn. Would you change anything for a second round of one of these?
I'm going to do same thing I did, but no creme de menthe and just vanilla vodka.
Oh, I got to say, all of my whiskey sank to the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I just had a big whiskey gulp.
That's why you have to stir it like a concharge.
Aggressively from the bottom up?
From the bottom to the top aggressively. I'm just going to, I think this was perfectly balanced taste-wise, but if you're trying to get drunk, I think that 12 ounces of milkshake and 2 ounces of milk of booze is not going to really do the trick. So I guess I would make mine stronger. Maybe I'll put more whiskey, but it's already warm.
I don't know, man.
Jeff, you wouldn't want to drink a whole milkshake just to get one booze's worth of alcohol.
I'm like way down.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a new, another drink around too.
Oh, this is what I was thinking. Maybe I'll put a little maple syrup in this one too.
You're putting maple syrup in it. Your scotch, everything, everything.
That's what got me thinking about it because I'm thinking of
I know, you
booze I like. Tim, that's what I thought too.
Now, I feel like we were just, last week we were drinking a drink that was like, you know, rum and honey. And you were like, you know, this reminds me is I should have whiskey and maple. And it's like so similar.
He's got maple on the brain, Tim.
Yeah, so I'm maple-ized.
Yeah.
Somebody's got me maple-ized.
who do we know that has a maple-izer that may be the culprit?
Hey, maybe he's born with it. Maybe he's maple-ized.
Maybe he's maple-ized. Maybe he's maple-ized.
All right, folks, we're going to make another round two. We'll be back here after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back, round two in the house. I just did a whiskey ginger.
Oh, you pulled a Hanford in you.
You went a different direction.
I'm out of milkshake. I'm going to finish this off and I'm going to pivot to that because that's just a drink you can sit with. You don't have to make a big deal out of it like you guys do.
Now, did you use the same? Like, you're classier. You're kind of just a little bit more laid back about it. Mm. Did you use the same type of whiskey that you used in your shake?
Yeah, I'm on the Jameson train, baby.
I like that. This is a trick I'll do sometimes at like a restaurant if I get a, you know, I get a Bloody Mary and it's like a big, huge tomato thing or and I'll say, hey, can I get a shot of vodka? Well, with vodka, doesn't really matter. But lots of times if my drink's too weak, as I'm getting down, I'll say, can I get a shot of whatever the liquor is that's in here to kind of goose it up as you go?
Hey,
I haven't. That's a good technique. That's like an official Tim technique. I've seen you do it, and you've talked about it on pod.
And they kind of like it. I'll say, hey, can I have a shot of rum, whatever brand it was in this drink? And they're like, yeah.
You're like, get a little of this guy.
This guy's kind of cool, man.
He's cool, man. Hey, your brunch is on us, man.
the cooks are all high. Just want to hear about it. Hey, have you ever heard this? Do you guys know what the opposite of a well drink is at a bar?
Top shelf?
Or another name for...
He's got you.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I had never heard a call, either well drink or a call drink, because you have to call it by name. I was at a bar and I was like, oh, can I get a...
call me by your name.
A shot of whiskey. She's like, do you want well or call? And I was like... what's the well? And she said it. And I was like, what's the call? What does call mean?
That's a waste of a question. Well or call. You just say what type of whiskey and you would either say well or your brand, but well or call is like,
she was saying like, well and call was the same price or something. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
That sounds like industry speak. She must've seen you and been like, this guy knows what call means.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'll have a whiskey on the rocks. She's like, oh, this guy's been around.
Ooh, whiskey cool. On the rocks.
That's a good tidbit, Mike. I never heard it, and I like adding call. That to my brain.
Me too. This is, I mean, this they should sell this in restaurants. Maple, vanilla.
I mean, you can't go wrong. You're just adding your favorite flavors to ice cream and drinking it with booze to it. Booze added to it.
But it was cookies and cream ice cream?
Cookies and cream ice cream, vanilla absolute, and
you're getting a little kitchen sinky over there, Mike.
Yeah,
baby.
A little too much. You doing a little Breyers or a little Dryers?
No, Häagen-Dazs, which I don't really like. Doesn't Häagen-Dazs feel kind of like airy or light? Like you just scoop it right out.
It's like foam. like ice cream foam.
Yeah. Yes, it's a foam. It's a thick foam.
Do you guys have an ice cream brand that's your hometown pride? Like in Ithaca, they had Purity.
Yeah, Keller House.
Mm-hmm. Keller House.
Yeah, it's my parents' old thing, but they got out the game, folks.
Sure, but I would have thought that at Keller House you would have been serving Breyers or something. It was actually Keller. You were making the ice cream?
Yes, it was made by Duddy.
Wow, my Duddy Senior.
No, my home one growing up was Demoulas Market Basket, like store bought
Demoulas.
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 Yeah, it's like that's a Irish, not Irish, Greek, right?
Yeah, Demoulas sounds Greek.
Demoulas Market Basket, they just like the brick of chocolate soft serve or the not soft serve.
Yeah, chocolate brick.
Just brick of chocolate.
Brick of chalk.
Some place like I think is it Bluebell or was some really proud regional ones, but in upstate New York, and my family is really into this. There's a lot of upstate pride for Stewart's.
Oh, Mike, yeah. I would go to Stewart's on vacation.
They don't have it out in Rochester, though, right?
No.
But Stewart's, it's a gas station, but all of their drinks and ice creams and stuff are their own brand. And there's like 50 flavors of ice cream.
They do sodas, too, right?
That's different. The orange soda and the root beer, that's like a different Stewart's, which is maddening.
Oh, I always thought it'd
be like
them.
Stuart Little and Patrick Stewart.
Exactly.
Yeah, one's a mouse and one's taller.
But in Stewart's news, there's a lot of Stewart's passion in my family, and my parents just told me that they came out with a drink that is like a shamrock shake, but it's not frozen. It's like a milky drink that's in the refrigerator section, but it's green and it's like a knockoff of a shamrock shake.
Ooh, this is a little drunk here.
Yeah, me too. mine is good. I added ice to mine because it was too melty, which is kind of nice to get this sound.
Oh, yeah.
That is a clonker.
And then I added 2 more ounces of whiskey, and that drowned out all the taste, and now it just tastes like creamy whiskey.
Yeah. I mean, we had a good balance earlier, I thought.
Yeah.
2 ounces of whiskey to that 12-ounce whatever. 12 ounce.
If you're like me and you're impatient because you want to get drunk without having to have like 600 calories of ice cream, maybe you're trying to take in shots of your whiskey and using the sham shake as a back.
Ooh.
Ice cream
chaser.
Back. Yeah. Well, final thoughts. We kind of just gave the rundown. We like it.
Yeah, I like it. Let's order again.
Again. It's an annual tradition. I love it.
Very fun. Now, what's stopping us from doing this year round?
Nothing. It's not available.
No, but I mean, you could get a vanilla and put a little drop of mint extract.
Yeah, I think that I would say the creme, we all have bottles of big green creme de menthe on our shelves. We should be pouring that in vanilla shakes.
You got to use it up, folks. If you're following along and buying all the bottles,
ooh,
you got a nice big bottle of creme de menthe.
What about we got this banana liqueur too, that
in why do we have that? I pulled that out the other day. What was that in?
I don't know.
Fuck.
But you put that in some ice cream?
Yeah, that would be really good in a vanilla shake. What was that in?
The Donkey Kong Arita?
No. Well, anyway, the great episode, guys. I wanted to ask, at one point, one of you guys mentioned that this this milkshake is green.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's this going, Tim? You seem
And, you know, you guys mentioned St. Patrick's Day, which is like a lot of people will wear green and drink green beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're familiar with that color.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Green, yeah.
Well, okay. So you know the color green, but have you heard of the green quiz?
I knew that. I knew that was coming.
Oh,
I knew
Timmy, you scared the daylights out of me.
No, I knew it. I was prepared for it.
I gotta work on my poker face a little bit better. Poke, 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 poker face, poke, poker face. Lady Gaga. Okay, but on a serious note, guys, here we go. This is a quiz hosted by me with you two as the contestants. And it's sort of a javelanche of questions. Lots of them are going to be coming right at you. And you guys are going to be ducking, bobbing, weaving, answering.
Do we know how many questions in this javelanche?
A lot. There's a lot. too many. And but then the winner gets to be the Prince of St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
I want that.
Here we go.
That'd be nice.
With the green quiz. Question number one. On St. Patrick's Day, this city dyes their river green.
Chicago.
Michael gets it.
And that was
Jeff. You were right there, but Mike made it all the way from Brooklyn to my ears before you. So he probably said it minutes ago.
And I'm right down the street.
Plus, I mentioned Chicago earlier, so that should have counted.
Chi-Town?
No, I'm going to mention it right now to say that we're playing two shows there in April at Beat Kitchen. The 25th and 26th, we're going to be at Beat Kitchen Chicago. And the 27th, we're going to be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee. Come see us rock and roll.
Tim, I'm going to do you one better. 2 weeks prior, on the 13th and 14th, I'm going to be at Lincoln Lodge doing stand-up comedy.
But you're too many Chicago trips, Mike.
I know. This is
they never seem to line up how you want, huh? Like, you just kind of fly back and forth to Chicago?
I just really didn't put together that we were playing like right after that. So don't leave me hanging, folks. Give me tickets, too.
Well, go buy those tickets and then pause this and then buy the tickets and come back. And that's time for the green quiz. More questions for the green quiz. Okay.
I'm up 1-0.
This candy's green mascot traded in her high heel boots.
Emma, fuck. Oh, Michael, I knew it.
Fuck.
You got to think, Jeff, green is my favorite color.
So he's doing research all year.
I got to think that.
I take note of.
I'm in the middle of the quiz, and I got to think that your favorite things. Color is green now.
Yeah. I bet you my background on my computer is just green.
You got to think that, Jeff. You got to think that.
I don't think you thought that. That's your problem.
Honestly, what were you thinking? That's the issue.
What did you think?
Mike, I know you're not lying because you did have a lovely green Gatorade sweater, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Still V-neck.
That's a good V-neck.
Like wore that to sweater. Tim's party when I saw Lizzie Kaplan get her
stubber toe.
Stubber
toe, yeah.
Oh, right.
And you brought a big beer with a bow on it.
That's right.
Well, anyway, back to the quiz.
Yes, question three.
Whoops. This alt-rock band jumped the shark. Green Day. With a certain St. Patrick's colored rock album.
Weezer.
Yes.
Fuck.
That's your favorite band, Jeff.
Okay, this one is for Jeff. The Green Power Ranger is named this.
Tommy.
You nailed it, Jefferson. Dr. Tommy Oliver.
I'm glad to not know that. I'm glad
when
to not
when did he become
know.
A doctor?
I think after the show ended, he got his PhD.
I don't remember that. Okay.
Here we go. Next question. This unfunny actor played the Green Lantern.
Ryan Reynolds.
I refuse to say it.
Jefferson.
I refuse to say it.
I refuse to out that man as being as unfunny as he is.
Hey, speaking of unfunny, I saw a poster for a John Cena movie with, God, who was the guy they paired him with? They did the thing where you put two people who are in comedies together, but they're not the funny person.
Oh, yeah. John Cena was like doing the heavy lifting. Fucking fake haired.
Oh,
freak.
Yeah. It's like
Nikki Persnicki or something.
Right.
Like that.
It's like he's playing their friend or something. Yeah. I saw the premise of this movie. Nikki Persnickety. I think that's something like that.
Ricky Stenicki, and it's a Farrelly Brothers movie.
Hey.
See if you can guess.
Speaking
who it is.
Speaking of Green Book.
Who would you pair John Cena with if you're making a dipshit comedy?
You know, Kevin Hart.
Zac Efron. Okay, back to the quiz.
Ugh. It's the same guy they paired The Rock with for Baywatch. Fuck my life.
When you're right, Tim.
Did you see Iron Claw?
No, I want to. I want to. I'd rather see that.
Hey, I got to see Dune 2.
Yes, you do.
You saw it?
I saw it last night at Rips.
Ah, for crying out
loud. No, but my thing is that the soda looks weird.
The soda?
The spice more bucket.
Why would I say soda? Of course it's the popcorn. Jesus Christ. Okay, next question on the green quiz. Not only does this low chuckler smoke a lot of green, he played
Seth Rogen.
The Green Hornet. There you
go. Damn, low chuckler.
How about this? Green Hornet directed by
Michel Gondry.
For a point, Jeff, for an extra point.
Do I get a point for that?
Yeah, you get
it. I think so.
Mike,
I don't know.
You don't want to do that so much, but yeah, that does count.
you don't want to do that.
Mike, did you know that's where I was going with the question? Green Hornet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This actor was originally slated to play Ace Ventura. Yes, this is true.
Tom Green?
But later, he played the Green Goblin.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. Jefferson gets it.
Willem Dafoe.
Isn't that weird? There was like a more dour, dark version of Ace Ventura before Jim Carrey did a punch-up pass.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. This froggy guy became an alt-right icon.
Pepe.
Mike gets it. Pepe the Frog. You know, I called Weezer an alt-rock band, so then when I saw alt-right here, I said alt-rock. It's kind of the type of thing that happens on the green quiz.
What's the scoreboard looking like these days?
Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you have 4. Very close.
Okay.
To be fair, I gave one of those points to Jeff.
Gave. Please, I earned it.
You're complaining about it now? You brought it up. Okay, next question. Wrinkly and green he is.
Yoda.
Jefferson.
What the hell?
This is good. We're tied up.
Rocking in.
This green-skinned punk bully, Doug.
Roger. Klotz.
Yes.
Fuck. He had the last name, too. Fuck me.
he's that quick.
This guy's friends with Donkey.
Shrek.
Michael.
Fuck. That was neck and neck.
This 24-hour period lent its name to Mike Dirnt's band.
Green Day.
Michael.
No, fuck.
These emerald-jerseyed Beantown bouncers certainly love to dribble.
Celtics.
Yes, Michael.
Okay. They do love to dribble. I guess they just have to dribble. I don't know if they love it. You don't have to worry. Well, don't worry about it.
They probably love it more than the common man.
That's true. They're better at it than the common man.
This glowing substance is quite off-putting. Yes.
Ooze.
To a certain Daily Planet journalist. Jefferson is on the board.
Well written.
Thank you. I'm actually an Emmy-nominated writer. Up next, yuck. Ipecac causes this liquid to be projected from the stomach.
Vomit.
Yes, Mike, you got it. I would have accepted puke or vomit or barf, and Mike said it first. All right.
Mike, why are you this fast in Fortnite? Sometimes you're like kind of holding up the squad.
Oh, you have to tear him down. He's having a good moment. You need to.
He's joking, I hope, because I won twice today.
What were you doing playing during the day on a
pod? I take a little break and play. All right. Some from time to time.
He's quick like lightning here on the pod.
Here we go. When shinging a ribeye, you may find these upon your toothpick.
Well, olives. Pimento olives. To
Michael
be
gets
quite
it.
Precise.
When whatting your ribeye?
Shinging. Shing. If you listen to Sloppy Boys podcast, you'll get it, Jeff. Okay. Yuck. Tim unfortunately paired this green cocktail with his lamb kidneys. Yes. At Musso and Frank's.
Yuck.
All right. Next up. It would be challenging for me to witness a poster of this froggy guy on
Gonzo.
On an adult's Kermit. Wall. Kermit. I said froggy guy.
I was like, I didn't remember where that meme came from. Listeners were memeing you.
Remember Tim had that story of like, if he saw his kid, or no, his friend in college had Muppets on his wall. He was like, he didn't, if he was a dad.
That would be challenging for me to witness.
See an adult who is has Muppet pictures on the wall, it's challenging
for me to witness.
All right. What was the make and model of Tim's old green car?
Honda Civic.
Yes. Extra point.
Eight.
An extra point if you can.
Wait, how much is, when you say extra point, you mean one or is it maybe multiple?
It's three. Extra points if you can, if you remember the nickname of my car.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was called.
It has green, the word green in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Green meanie.
Close.
Green meanie.
Greeny Levine.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think that was a me and Shiner kind of a nickname. All right. Currently, when you go over to Tim's place, you'll find that this uncouth seat is green.
Toilet.
Yes, Jeff. Well, what happens there is a little bit uncouth.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it's uncouth. I think we need to get away from this idea that passing waste is so gross, so wrong.
I don't know, man. I get some waste in me. I keep it in there. I'm classy. Right.
I have a doctor remove it. he takes the turd out long ways like this.
He cuts down the colon, removes the turd.
Does he put you out for that? Or are you wake for that?
At this point, I don't need it. It's twice a day. I go in there.
Twice a day.
He doesn't bother even stitching it up. Okay, here we go. This former member of the UCB Herald team Arts and Athletics now owns a green suit.
What, Canford? What? How long is this?
Okay. We're in the home stretch.
Oh, God.
Mike Hanford once sang a song about this Dr. Seuss character.
The Grinch.
Jefferson.
He is quite green, isn't he?
Jeff is a freak for this citrus fruit.
Lime.
Unfortunately, that's Mike. You guys are real close. No,
this is a connection thing because I'm firing away on all these shits.
Freak for this thing.
Final question. Jeff's home state and Mike's home state once fought over the land that now makes up this Green Mountain state. Jefferson is on the board, but it was not enough to catch up to Michael Hanford, the winner
of
the Green Quiz and the St. Patrick's Day Prince of 2024.
Nice. You know what I'd like for my... my winning prize here is to have Jeff sing the first verse of Danny Boy.
That's your one win. I forgot to mention
Danny Boy. The cups, all right, the cups are calling.
That was his one wish. Everybody knows that's what the prince gets.
Who am I to deny the prince's wish?
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to your computer terminal, go to the URL patreon.com/thesloppyboys, plunk down the $5 and get double the pleasure every month.
Yes, I love it. I love this shake. I can't wait to see you guys very soon.
Yeah,
man, get your butt out of here to LA. We're going to partizzle for shizzle.
I'll get it out there.
Great episode, dudes. And great episode, those of you listening at home.
And to you, Jeff, and yours.
Hey, thank you.
And to St. Patrick's for ridding Ireland of those snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We should do a sketch comedy mashup that's like snakes on a plane, but it's like, I'm tired of all these motherfucking snakes in this Ireland country.
Yeah.
Yep. And here it is. from the album Paradiso, the Sloppy Boys hit, Armageddon.
Armageddon. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
All here, full of whiskeys and beers. Yeah, we're gonna get sloppy tonight. Gonna toss a few back, bottoms up down the hatch, even though we're dropping like flies. You remember old Marty was the life of the party, settled down with his wonderful wife. I heard the poor bastard finally got his masters. What can I tell you? That's life. We said our goodbyes. Yeah, we lost a good guy. Yeah, sometimes these times can be tough. Yeah, he pushed in his bar stool and hung up his cup. Saying it's fun to be sloppy, but it's time to clean up. We'll keep the light on for ya. You go. In Armageddon. And Jenny, you know, had a heart made of gold. We all thought she'd end up okay. But despite all her promise, I gotta be honest, she's 10 months sober today. And what about Bertrand, king of the keg stand, a work hard, play hard kind of guy? Well, you know that we'll miss him, cause he got a new position, and the old traditions must die. We said our goodbyes with tears in our eyes, still can't believe Jenny gave up. Yeah, she pushed it up on stool and hung up her cup, saying it's fun to be sloppy, but it's time to clean up. All you Afflecks and Tyler, in Looper.